Now, we're not sure whether this particular buffalo hide flask belonged to Lewis or to Clark, but Smithsonian historians are confident that it was the drinking vessel of choice for one or the other. The two explorers are also present in our collection in the form of dozens of pages of their journals and cartography, which have been preserved since they first crossed the mighty Mississippi. Welcome to the State Hermitage of St. Petersburg. This gloriously Baroque blue and white structure was completed in 1764, and over the next several centuries was the main residence of the Tsars. Is it just us, or are celebrity marriages getting even shorter? Take Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. Their marriage lasted a mere 72 days. Here at the Museum of Broken Relationships, we pay tribute to doomed romances and broken promises, and we take visitors on a journey exploring love, pain, drama, irony, humor, and reconciliation. These Vermeers are on loan from the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. They are some of the Dutch master's earliest works and will be housed in this exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art until 2026, when they will move to the National Art Gallery in Washington, D.C. As we move closer to the ruin itself, we start to catch glimpses of ancient Athenian life through smaller excavations. It is not possible to step inside these settlements, but please feel free to approach the roped areas for pictures. Congratulations! You made it! Your life's dream has been fulfilled! You have entered the ivory gates of the Cup Noodles Museum, created by Nissen. Pay your respects at the shrine of Noodlesan, the Cup Noodles mascot. If you fail to bow, he will be offended, and you will suffer the curse of the limp noodle.